This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Richard Neville Toll is the director of music of Canongate Kirk in Edinburgh, which sits between the castle at one end of the Royal Mile and the Palace of Holyrood at the other. This majestic church is also where Toll conducts the period instrument ensemble that he founded in 1997, Ludus Baroque.
Canongate is the home of Ludus Baroque. It has a wonderful acoustic. It's the sort of acoustic where you can play a flute note or sing a high soprano note and it just floats away, floats up into the acoustic. So it's a lovely place to make music and quite an atmospheric place to listen to music.
This enchanting place was also the setting for the newest release by Ludus Baroque, featuring Handel's Concerto Grosso, Opus 6, No. 7, his miniature cantata Look Down, Harmonious Saint, and the song for St. Cecilia's Day, honoring the patron saint of music and musicians.
From heavenly harmony,
Handel is a wonderful composer who has a great gift for working with language. In both our first disc, Alexander's Feast, and this second disc, A Song for St. Cecilia's Day, he works on poems by the great English poet John Dryden, and the words alone capture the most fantastic atmosphere. And for example, the Song for St. Cecilia's Day, written in 1687, begins with the words, "From harmony, from heavenly harmony, this universal frame began, when nature, underneath a heap of jarring atoms lay, and could not heave her head, the tuneful voice was heard from high, arise, ye more than dead.
Arise, ye more than dead."
Then it goes on to tell the story through the various instruments that Dryden describes and then Handel uses so vividly to bring the music alive. And then right at the end we hear that St. Cecilia herself hears the music. We hear the bright St. Cecilia raised the wonder higher when to her organ vocal breath was given. An angel heard and straight appeared. Listen to this line, mistaking earth for heaven.
The tenor soloist on Song for St. Cecilia's Day and the mini cantata Look Down, Harmonious Saint is Ed Lyon. Richard Neville Tolles really loves working with this Baroque tenor.
And when Ed first came along, his and my ideas, they complemented each other but were different. And Ed was able to take the ideas that we discussed as a group and immediately, like a magician, turn them from ideas into what actually worked. He has such clarity of diction and relishes the words themselves. And of course, that wonderful voice. So he's got that tremendous instrument to bring the whole text so alive. So he's a great storyteller.
Charge, 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 'tis too late to retreat.
Richard Neville Toll says he loves everything about Handel's Song for St. Cecilia's Day, but when pressed, he does admit he has a favourite section.
For me, I think the sacred organ has to be the moment that I treasure most. The girl Jan Waterfield, who plays the organ, is another magician. And I think in the sacred organ, when you just hear Jan improvising around these very simple chords that Handel has given her, it draws us into a world of utter magic from which we can then leap away for that fantastic final chorus.
One of my favorite sections is that final chorus. Toll says what Handel is asking for there is actually really tough to pull off.
Because he's asking for a declamatory soprano, almost hymn-like, isn't he, to set the scene. And then the choir and the orchestra echo these first, what appear to be quite almost reverential, almost hymn-like, solemn statements. I took the view that it doesn't want to sit back on itself. It doesn't want to sound sluggish and slow and pompous, but it wants to move forward. And the whole chorus just takes off, doesn't it? I mean, it just goes for it.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.